We have come to America for freedom. And they breathed life. And the church began to grow and revival came to America.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on January 6, 2020, and is titled, The Council Room. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve in the message.
And it happened town by town and county by county. And the word of Jesus Christ spread in the anointing of God, and revival came to this land, and it filled the bellies of the Black Robe Regiment with the power from on high, and the word of God spewed out of them like a fire hose. And a revolution was born right out of the belly of God. And they fought for freedom. And we became a nation. One nation. Under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bought by the blood of Jesus Christ and no other. My nation. Your nation. God brought revival. You do not change America by changing your government. You change America by changing Americans. It's time for revival. It's time for real preaching. How will they believe unless they hear? How will they hear unless somebody preaches? It's time for truth without compromise. It's time for courage as opposed to fear. It's time for God's authority to rest on the men of God. There's a sweet tongue talking little lady that used to go to church here all the time. And I remember one day, I'll never forget, she got to praying over the top of me. And one of the scariest words she told me, God's fixing to take you to places where man dare not tread. He's going to place your foot where no man dare to tread. Do you know I've still never been reprimanded on Facebook? You know, I got calls from people and text messages said, you ought to move to Parler. I said, God, I don't even know what Parler is. And he said, don't matter, don't go there. He said, Facebook belongs to the enemy. Stay where you're at. I want to hang out in Lucifer's camp. I don't want to camp here with y'all. I love y'all. But we don't need any more rallies. We don't need any more pep rallies. We don't need any more of this. You know why? Because it stirs up emotion and it'll cause you to do dumb stuff. You saw it today. It's all good. Show your support and do what you do. But I'm telling you, we got to operate in the wisdom of God. You can't just operate in emotion. You got to operate. Yes, I'm emotional. Yes, I'm passionate. But I'm going to guard my steps, and I'm working hard to guard my tongue because I have two helpers on that one. I got the Holy Ghost, and I got my wife. Oh, she had to talk me off the cliff this morning before I ever go to work. I was just begging somebody to walk up and touch my truck. I was wanting me some Antifa for breakfast this morning. I had to have a lot of help. See what I'm telling you? God's in this. We're his covenanted people. There is absolutely no excuse for an uncircumcised Philistine like Stacey Abrams or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, Wuhan Luhan, no excuse for an uncircumcised Philistine to bring fear, tyranny, and control to God's covenanted people. No excuse. We have a power within us, and we have a God that's supreme above all things. But as for our house, we're going to continue to fight. We're blessed in this little fellowship because y'all are very generous without, you're generous without coercion. We'll bring the financials next week. I wanted cover this stuff this week. We're a group of people who can buy a lot of Bibles. We buy a lot of Bibles, do a lot of stuff. My wife got us started handing out Founders Bibles in our schools and different places. Wall Builders is completely out of Founders Bibles. Praise the Lord. New shipment coming in the end of the month. She just told me yesterday, she said, I believe every pastor that we can get our hands on needs to have a Founders Bible. Well, we can do that. If we need to buy $100,000 worth of Bibles, we can do it. Now, I'm only going to do $5,000 at a time because I got to unload them. Suckers are heavy. Box of Bibles weighs more than a bale of hay. But see what I'm telling you? We got a lot of hope. We can change the minds of those around us. We can claim our communities. We can claim our counties. We live here. We dwell here. We can influence by God's direction, by God's power. No weapon forged against us will prevail. We refute every tongue that comes against us. Please don't follow my lead. And every time you get kicked in the shins, throw your sucker in the dirt and want to be somewhere else. No, just get up and rub your leg and turn around and get kicked in the shins again. Let's just keep getting kicked in the shins. Let's just keep doing. Because we've been given access into the council room of God. I vow to you to go there as often as he lets me. I promise you that I'll do my dead level best not to lead you the wrong way. I'll do my dead level best not to lie to you. I'll do my dead level best to try to be slow and honest. So we walk through this. Let's quit worrying about how it all turns out. Let's just ask God what to do next. Doesn't matter the numbers, because with God, nothing is impossible. For uncircumcised Philistines, there's not that much possible. They've just been tricked into thinking they can do it because we've been standing around letting them. The true church has never risen up in America since the Great Awakening to push back the darkness. We keep making room for the darkness. We don't have to. So every week we're going to sit here at the kitchen table and we're going to talk like family. I don't want to talk at you. I just want to visit with you. I want to make myself available to you. All the stuff we got going on, one of the lines that I hear all the time, I don't want to bother you because you're busy. I can get unbusy. I can get unbusy. That's what it takes for your kitchen table to hold together and hold on to your promise. I can get unbusy. If you need to know Jesus tonight, I'm going to get unbusy here in just a second. I want you to take your walk with Jesus serious. Now, I don't care if you prayed the prayer and blew the snot back when you was a little kid and you went to church camp and you got all fuzzy-wuzzy and you said, I'm giving my life to Jesus, and you've been going to church ever since and you ain't never done a cotton-picking thing other than go to church. Maybe you ought to get born again. Maybe you ought to renew that verbiage, but this time actually do it. I want to read to you one last little thing here that my wife shared the other day, and I went and read it this evening before I came, and I just want this to be a kind of a prayer and a proclamation. It's Psalms 84, just a few verses, just to help us through the day. It's what if I was sitting at home, it's what I want to read my family this evening. Psalms 84. How lovely. Oh, no, it's Psalms 83. I'm sorry. Psalms 84 is good, too, but you can read it when you get home. Do Psalms 83. Do not keep silent, O God. I want you to dwell on that for a second. You got time to sit somewhere all by yourself for a minute, once a day or once a week. Just say that. With an exclamation point. Don't be silent, O God. John 10 said, my sheep know me. They hear my voice and they follow me. Do not hold your peace. Do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult or an uproar. And those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Before I move on to verse 13, you do realize that the name of the United States of America, one nation under God, is on a swift pass to simply being a byword, to be remembered no more. Our enemies have taken a crafty attack. You know what's crazy to me, right quick before I do verse 13? On November 3rd, they quit counting votes at night. And we let them. So some night during the night, they bring a truckload of ballots and dump them. Count them in the morning. And we let them. So now we have the runoff of a century to hold on to one house of three branches of government. So we have some sort of checks and balances here in this country. And what do? I mean, this is the playbook of Lucifer, and we sat around dumber than a bunch of spectators. And they quit counting the votes in the middle of the day, evening, and dumped 4,000 of them last night. They've taken crafty counsel against your people. They did this for 8 years now. They did it leading up to President Trump, and they just got tricked a little because they wasn't dumb enough to count good enough ahead of time. Then they went back home and got them some better counters. They're ready this time. Who wasn't ready? No, we've been playing church. We didn't belong here. We're visitors. We're going to heaven. I know the Bible tells you where your citizen is. You know why the Bible tells you your citizenship is in heaven? Do you know what citizenship means? You are a subject to that government. This isn't about the great escape. It's about who governs your life. So when the Bible tells you that you're a citizen of heaven, that means the government of God is bigger than any other government on the planet, and God's people submit themselves to that government. You'll find out in Bailey County. Let me make a prediction, because I quit doing predictions. Let me tell you what's going to happen in Bailey County one of these days. It's going to start raining, and the water tables are going to come up, and the crops are going to get good. But first, we're going to have to repent from our abuses. We're going to have to repent from our complacency to God. God's will. We're going to have to repent over the things that we've been doing. You can't farm for the mailbox anymore. You got to farm for the neighbors. Those are some of the things we're going to deal with. And as soon as God is our government, you watch how this county prospers and brings glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, because his creation responds to his government. Verse 13, oh my God. See, this is my part right here. Oh, my God, make them like the whirling dust. See, if you've not been in my riding arena, you may not understand what that is. But there's been some days here lately where if he takes all our enemies and makes them like the whirling dust, go inside and build a fire till he gets done. You're liable to get sandblasted with Democrats. Like the chaff before the wind, as the fire burns the woods, as the flame sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. I asked God the other day, and those of you that have been here, you know, in 2019, God gave us a word for 1st of January, and he said, find out who's who. Remember that? Find out who's for you. Find out who you're for. Because God is for you, and he's not against you. And if you'll operate with those who are for you and the God who is for you, then winner, winner, chicken dinner. Then by 2020, everybody had a 2020 vision prophecy thing. I asked God, I said, what do you want me to tell me? He said, well, it's a 2020 thing. Everybody's on track. But you're going to see in 2020 who's who. Now, a couple of them took till a few days into 2021, but we saw them today. You're going to see who's who. You're going to see some of the depths of depravity, corruption, and perversion that's been birthed in your nation. You're going to see. So I asked God the other day, I said, well, for a couple years now, you've been telling me we're going to see some stuff. What are we going to see this year? You got a word for me, God? What are we going to see this year? He said, me, the Lord. But he said, it's not going to be like church people think. We're not going to be shaking our tambourines and shaking our hinies and waving our hands. His judgment is here. Not coming. I'm not telling you to fear it. I'm telling you to get ready for it. The gavel's dropping as we speak. He's going to judge his church. So get ready. He's going to judge those who pretend to be his church, and they're going away. He's going to judge those who took a vow to serve a constitution that he inspired. He's going to judge those who have lied to his people. He's going to judge those who have had crafty counsel. And the fear of the Lord is coming to America and coming to the whole world. It's our only hope, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You see, for people who know Jesus, we don't fear his presence, we fear his absence. Big difference. I'm calling down fire. And I'm not calling down any fire that I won't stand in. Every man better get darn ready to stand the judgment. Now, they told you was going to get to do this after you die. You're going to get you some practice right now. It's coming. And it's here. And God's going to show his hand. Not as some guy that you think looks like a sheep or Santa Claus. Not some guy that you think hangs around on sticks and rides around on jackasses. That one that was on that throne when I went to that room that day. That one. He's a king. And the rod of iron's in his right hand. Judgment is his call, not mine. And it's thorough, and it's swift, and it's true as it gets. We're calling down the judgment. Come, Lord Jesus, bring your judgment. With every head up and every eye open. God, I want you to start at the very bottom. And I want you to judge your church, Jesus. I want you to separate those who walk in the power of the Holy Ghost and those who pretend. I want you to reveal mammonized religion and man-made atmospheres. I want you to find and reveal, Jesus, seekers of truth. And men of courage. Purify the pulpits of America, God, with your swift hand and with your fire. take us to our knees and take the rest of the dust. I want you to judge our politicians, God, who have vowed, they made a vow, serve us and serve our Constitution, Jesus. And I want to hand them for judgment. For those who have no regard for human life, for those who are given over to the promotion of perversion, unnatural behavior, godlessness, and tyranny, I want you, Jesus, to bring your hand to judgment, that they would know that you are God Almighty, that some may repent, and the rest would perish. Lord, I want you to stir this nation like the whirling wind and shake your kingdom and shake this nation as only you can, your hand from heaven, that only your people will stand and remain. Judge us, God, according to your precepts, your principles, and your ordinances. Search our hearts, O God, and see if we're for real or not. God, separate the sheep from the goats so we'll know who's who. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way in us. We want you to be king. I do. That's my prayer, God. I won't do it tonight, Jesus, but you know in the privacy of my office, I'll name a few by name every now and then. Let me tell you this morning, 7:05. I told you there was two experiences in the last 10 days. And I went to the front lines of the armies of heaven this morning. And I stood with a sword in my hand. And I prayed in the spirit like I've never prayed before. I thought my belly was going to come out of my mouth. And I knew that we were calling down judgment. I knew we were standing with the Lord, begging the enemies of God to come face us for the war that beholds them. I knew that the Lord had backed our play and that God had given us utterance to speak things into existence, to establish things in the throne rooms of heaven, to present things before the council of God and the judgment of the rulership of heaven. This morning we stood and we prayed with the angels. See, people have seen angels around here, and I never got to see any. Robin, she told me a while ago up there, because we hadn't seen each other much today, and she said, "You look tired." Oh, there just been a lot going on. I've been a lot of places today. I stood with the angels this morning and prayed. Sword in my hand. God's ready to go to war. You know why? He loves us. He loves us like none of us could ever love each other. And he came to reconcile all things to himself. He didn't come so that the axis of evil could rule in this great nation. He didn't come for that. He came to reconcile all things unto himself, that he would govern in the earth through his people. The armies of heaven, they're engaged. The Lord, he's not unaware. I just ask you tonight, as I get ready to close, I'll do this from now on. I'll never miss another beat. I apologize for that too. But if you're not born again, we're not going to play no music, and I ain't monkeying with them lights. If you're sitting in these chairs tonight and you know that you're not born again, and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, not ask Jesus into your heart, give him your life. If that's you tonight, you need to get up out of your chair and come down here. And I'm going to pray over you, and we're going to make sure that God calls you to some kind of task. I'm not going to beg, and I'm not going to do anything. I know one of these days I'll be standing here, and they're going to flood this altar. Maybe everybody in this room is good to go. But if you're not, I'm calling you out.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, The Council Room. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.